You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan State University today agreed to pay a $500 million settlement to hundreds of sexual assault survivors of Larry Nassar. The deal was announced by MSU and the lawyers for 332 survivors earlier today. Stephen Drew is with the Grand Rapids law firm of Drew, Cooper, and Anding. His team represents more than 120 Nassar survivors. The negotiations happened in California, and we caught Stephen as he was boarding a plane home at LAX. Stephen, what are your first thoughts about this settlement with MSU?
I think it sends a great message to other institutions. We're very pleased with the amount, obviously, $500 million, but we hope that that makes a lot of institutional change. We hope that it never happens again because it sends the right message how serious this is for something that's gone on for over 20 years. So we're pleased with that. There's still a lot to be done, a lot to recognize, a lot to believe people when they say something is wrong and to address it right away. So this is a start. This is a great start in that sense.
So Michigan State, the release from the university said this is a global settlement in principle. What does that mean legally?
That means legally that this is an agreement, that amount of money, the $500 million total, the $425 million for the current survivors, the 332, will be placed in a fund. We will have control over that, and then there will be a process set up for distribution. It also means that there's $75 million that will be put into a fund for future claims, and that 8% of that, I believe, goes to Michigan State for handling those claims. So if other claims come up within a certain amount of time, then that money will be available. If that does not resolve it and there's some money left, it comes back to the fund for our clients.
Stephen, are all your clients in agreement with this settlement?
We're going to assume that they all are. We obviously have to discuss the terms and everything with them. But all, you know, the responses have been tears, joy, thank you. It finally recognizes what we've been through. It recognizes the seriousness of what this was. So we'll be moving forward with that part of it as well.
Stephen, there was some talk over the months of non-monetary items in the settlement, board resigning or education and support programs. Are there any non-monetary items in the settlement?
That's a good question. As a part of this settlement, there are no agreed-to non-monetary terms.
Okay.
That's all I can say because we can't get into the actual, you know, terms of the negotiation and the mediation. But as a part of the settlement, there are not any agreed-upon non-monetary terms. It's strictly a monetary settlement at this point.
Okay. And I know this settlement does not address any claims against USA Gymnastics or the U.S. Olympic Committee or Twist Stars and its owner, John Gettert, only Michigan State University. What was your primary goal in all of your negotiations with MSU?
Our goal always was to have them recognize the seriousness of what had occurred and to hopefully, and I know it sounds trite, but make sure that this never happens again, to recognize why it happened and to make sure, I mean, child abuse and abuse of children, abuse of athletes in a section, is terrible. It should not happen. It cannot continue to happen. And so that has been our goal. That has been the goal of the clients from the beginning. And as you know, most wanted to remain anonymous at first because of the fear, the backlash. No one was believing them. A few courageous ones came out. And then Kyle Stevens, who's one of our clients, came out and told of all of that. And that it just snowballed. These ladies came forth very courageous. And believe me, them coming forth the way they did, instead of remaining anonymous, most of them, makes a big difference. It allowed them to tell the story. The world heard about it. And that's made a difference in how we can move forward. So we hope, really, that there is change that occurs, not just at Michigan State, but at a number of other institutions. Look at this and look at it seriously. Don't let it happen on your watch.
Attorney Stephen Drew, we want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Morgan McCall is here with us now. She was 12 years old when she walked into the MSU Sports Medicine Clinic and encountered Larry Nassar for the first time. She's now a student at the University of Michigan. Morgan, how are you feeling about this news?
I'm relieved. We've been fighting for this for 19 months, and we're finally getting some sort of accountability out of MSU. That being said, we still have a lot of institutions that have yet to speak up and stand up for what's right, and we still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, what was your main goal in pursuing the legal action against Michigan State?
Main goal was the non-monetary demands. We want to see real institutional changes, policy changes, structure reform, things put in place on that campus to make sure that little girls don't have to go through this again. And we still have yet to see that. And so, you know, while this is great, we still have so much work to do.
Non-monetary demands are not a part of this particular settlement. So you're saying you didn't get everything you wanted out of this?
Unfortunately not. We have to keep fighting for that ourselves. And I think the Spartan community is happy to rally around us because it truly benefits us all when we make those changes.
You know, this is such a crucial moment in a very, very important story. And here you are in the middle of this all, something that you never asked for when you were 12 years old, walking in there to get treated for dance injuries. So what comes next for you? What's most important to you?
Continuing the advocacy, the momentum that we started in the past 19 months, rallies, protests, calls to legislative leaders. This doesn't stop now, and it certainly won't stop in the future. I think we have really started something here that we intend to continue and see through to fulfillment.
Certainly, it was obvious at the graduation ceremony for Michigan State University when many of the graduating seniors refused to shake Interim President Engler's hand. They dropped teal flowers at his feet and walked off the stage. Is that something you're feeling is support from the general community as well as this community of survivors that you're a part of?
Certainly. I think we all have support, whether you know, you're a Spartan fan, you're a student at the university, you're a faculty member, you're a survivor of Nassar or of someone else. We want to see that campus made better, and we want to make these changes. And, you know, that disconnect is happening on the highest level in the upper administration. I hope that this marks a change so that not only survivors' voices are heard and empowered, but the Spartan community at large.
Morgan McCall, what does this settlement, this $500 million settlement, say to other schools, to other institutions? What do you think?
It is acknowledgement of the true damage and trauma that happens to survivors when they undergo something so traumatic as sexual abuse or assault. I think money will never solve the problem. It'll never heal our wounds, and it will never be enough to take back what happened. But it's the acknowledgement that comes along with this settlement that is priceless.
And what does achieving this settlement, this global settlement with Michigan University, what does it say in your eyes to others who have survived any kind of sexual assault and perhaps never spoken of it?
It tells them that what happened to them is valid, it's real, and the effects of it are real. And I think it marks a true change in the way that Michigan treats survivors of sexual assault. And I hope that in the aftermath of this, we create a safer Michigan for them to come forward.
Morgan McCall, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.